Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is April the 20th and our Bible reading portion is from the second book of Kings, chapters 19 to 21. Take root downward and bear fruit upward. We read in 2 Kings chapter 19 verses 30 and 31 like this. And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and those who escape from Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts, will do this. The essence of the above passage is that God reassures King Hezekiah of Jerusalem's survival by giving him a sign that the Assyrian would not conquer Jerusalem. For 2 years, the people of Judah would not be able to raise normal crops because of Assyrian presence, but would eat things that grew without cultivation. Then in the third year, they would be safe enough from the threat of assault that they could carry on their normal activities. No more than 2 harvests would be lost, after which the remnant would again see normal growth of field and family. Not only would the remnant of Jerusalem survive, but they would thrive and flourish as well. However, the phrase taking root downwards and bearing fruit upwards takes on entirely new meaning for us in the New Testament. In John chapter 15, verses 1 to 5, our Lord Jesus says that He is the true vine. God the Father is the vine dresser, and we are the branches. We need to abide in Christ in order to bear fruit. God will sometimes prune us so that we can bear more fruit. When we abide in Christ, we can bear much fruit. But in order to bear fruit, we must take root in God's word, which is our strong foundation. We can make our foundation strong by strengthening our doctrinal root. This can be done only through the church, which is the pillar and ground of that truth. The areas of doctrinal purity, biblical authority, worship, and the biblical doctrine of salvation are very important. We should take root downward so that our Christian doctrine would not be perverted in our generation. We can make our foundation strong by strengthening our moral root as well. We must not be conformed to the world at any cost, nor participate in the moral decline prevalent among the majority in our local community. The grace of God in our lives demands that we live moral lives. We should be willing to wrestle with our carnal nature, taking root downward and bringing every thought into captivity. There are 3 ways in which we can develop a strong root. 1, we must be rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ. As we read the words of Apostle Paul, penned in Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 like this, "As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving." This rooting can be strengthened through the growing fellowship with Jesus Christ on a daily basis that would enable us to be strong and fruit-bearing Christians. Number 2, we must be rooted in our local church. As we read in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 like this, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching." We will grow and be fruitful by serving others along with bearing their burdens. And number 3, we must be rooted in God's word. The psalmist speaks about the righteous man as his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. We should rely on God's word daily as our instructions for righteous living and receive it with all readiness of mind. Let us read, reflect, study, memorize, and respond positively to God's word on a daily basis. As we act on God's word, our lives will be radically changed. Let us remember that God is glorified when we bear much fruit, as Jesus himself has said in John chapter 15 verse 8, "By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." The root of the righteous yields fruit, especially when God has planted them. If the root is holy, so are the branches, but we will wither away without having a strong root. Let us take root downward and bear fruit upward every day.